Bez Hashem, we're learning Maral and Tiferes, the Solution number 23 in Perik Ches, page Kuf Lamed Bey is going to Kuf Lamed Gimel, where the Maral is discussing that the reasons for the Isurim are not like the Ramban or the Rambam had mentioned of, let's say, the Ma'acholos Asuris, because if a person eats the forbidden foods. Let's give a little chazara from our topic, right? And the reason why Hashem said don't eat these forbidden animals because they're moiled mezegra, because they will create inside of you a bad nature. You will be a bad person. Therefore, stay away from them. The Maral says that is 100% true. That if you eat the ma'acholos asurais, you eat those forbidden animals, and they have a fighting and attacking nature, it will create a mezegra on you as well. But the Maral is saying that's absolutely nothing to do with the reason. The reason is because the person is connecting himself to Das Sichli, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder Sichli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seichel HaTorah, which is hard to grasp exactly what this means. Let's pick up over here where he says, Ki ha-Torah hi seder ha-sichli asheroi lo-odom b'mashu odom. The Torah is the seder, the words translate to mean, the order, ha-sichli, of the seichel, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah is. And when a person is fulfilling and following suit and avoiding those ma'acholos asurais, he's connecting to the seder ha-sichli. He's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the mitzvahs of Torah, through the mitzvahs, a person is connecting himself davak b'sichli. And through this, he connects to Hashem. Let's just pause for a second and try to comprehend what's going on over here. The same way in relationships between people, whether it's friends, whether it's spouses, whether it's children, and whatever it might be. If we don't connect to each other in what the other person wants, then we're not connecting to that person. We're doing what we want. But when we do what the other person wants, and the other person does what you want, and you work together, you're creating a relationship. You're spending time with each other now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's nothing more in the world that I want than to have a relationship with you, my children. And therefore, I give you the Torah, and I give you the mitzvahs. And when we do the mitzvahs, which are a living every single second of the day, the mitzvah exists. Whether a person is an accountant, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever the profession he is and he does, and he is doing that job with honesty and integrity according to halacha, he's connecting to Hashem. Let's discuss one of the greatest people that ever lived. So you're probably thinking, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech. None of those people. Yes, they are of the greatest people that ever lived. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest person that ever lived, says the Medrash. Chanoich. How many years did he learn in Kailu? None, right? None, no. What was his job? He was a shoemaker. He was a shoemaker. Would you agree? I mean, my humble opinion, I'd say he's one of the greatest people that ever lived. If you take a list of all the people ever born, created. He's up there. What happened to him? Hashem said, you're coming out of this world. He turned into a malach. Is that correct? Right? Chazal tell us. He took him out of this world, he turned him into a malach, an angel. What that means exactly, I can't explain to you because I don't know myself. But that's what the Chazal tell us. And Rashi brings down in the pasuk, he was stitching the shoes. to make sure they're honest. Obviously, it's much more than this. You know, everybody, every shoemaker that stitches properly isn't turned to malach. It's not going to happen. But I just want to bring out from over here that you see there's a connection to the das sichli. There's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovak b'sichli. V'alideze dovak bo yisbarach. And through this, he connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why every single thing we do, every move we make, there's a halacha. Right, left, right. That's how you put your shoes on. Everything we do in all different categories, or a chayim, Ebenezer, Yeradeya, Choshim Mishpat. And it's not because it's overwhelming and wash, a little freedom, please. No. This is an opportunity to be with Hashem 24/7. The source of life, the source of good. Toiv Hashem lakol. You want some freedom from all the good in the world? You want to detach yourself from life? Isn't that absurd? Depends on how a person views this. Is he viewing this, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is he viewing this, oh, this is a burden? V'zehu v'chsev zois chukas ha-toyro. And that's what the pasuk means when it says zois chukas ha-toyro. The person is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a physical, natural occurrence of a mitzvah. As he says here in the bottom, number 36, she'en kan davar tivi b'mitzvah zois. It's not a natural phenomenon of a mitzvah. Rak gezeir gezarti yata reshoi lavar aleh. Hashem says, these are my decrees. You have no permission to transgress it. But let us understand, it's Hashem's decree, but it's good for us. The same way, and I'll use this mashal, which is not the best mashal, but the same way, and I'm going to fine tune in a second. Sometimes we have to take medicine and it doesn't taste so good. But that medicine was good for us. It helps us at the end. But sometimes, you know, and I'll tell you a story. Because years ago, my older children were younger. And, you know, they get strep throat here and there, right? Fine. Or whatever the antibiotics are for. And at first, when you have to give them the medicine, they're just not interested. You know, who wants the medicine? Oh, medicine. But then what happens is a little drop of the medicine drips on their finger, let's say by mistake, in the marshal, and the guts gets into their mouth, and they taste it like bubblegum medicine. We all know what I'm talking about, that pink bubblegum medicine. And then before you know it, you have children lining up who aren't sick, waiting online to get medicine. Like, 1 second, what are you doing here? What are you doing? Oh, I'm I got a little something over here. I said, no, I'm sorry, you can't get this. And then you know what happens? They throw a fit. It's not fear. Now, see, 10 seconds goes the other direction. They're running away, they don't want it. Then, after they see how sweet it is, then you got a whole crew lining up. Okay, I'm ready. And they open their mouth as wide. Okay, put it in. Pour the whole bottle in. Because they think it's gone now. And I'm going to tell you something. We say in one bracha, and one bracha only, V'harev nah. We dive into Hashem to make the Torah sweet. Sweet. We dive into Hashem and Ava Rabbah. We dive into Hashem that the Torah should be sweet to us. Because the sweeter it is, the more we line up and we want more and more. And at first, it's going to be bumpy. And at first, sometimes it might not go so smoothly. And you might not understand something. And when the person doesn't understand something, it's painful. When you learn something and you're sitting there, you ever go to a shir and you think you're like, I thought I understand English. But what language is he talking in? And you know a word he just said. And then you start downing your mental capabilities. And then you work on it. And you work on it. And I'm talking from personal experience. How many times you learn a Gemara, you learn a Beis Yosef, and you're like, wow, I never knew I knew Chinese before. Because that's what it's like to me. Or they say it's Greek, right? And then you plug away and you try it again. We're learning Maranda. You know how many times I have to say see the same piece over and over again and again. And then I call up my Rebbe and I leave him a message and he gets back to me. And he discusses, explains it. And then I see it again. And then now I'm able to share something with you. That's how we have to approach the Torah HaKadosh. Just like we said in the Pel Yoyd share a few minutes ago. With Emunah Shleimah, if I don't understand something, it's me, it's the fault's on me. But to believe and to know for sure, it's Emes Lamitoy. He continues inside and says, "Gvaramainu she'af im yedeya lanu tam v'sibo, al kol dover v'dover she'nimsa ba'odom lom hukach." And even if you know every single reason by a person, why whatever it is, the way it is, mikol mokim yadua lanu she'in dover echo levatola. There's nothing levatola. There's nothing that's there in vain. So too, in everything, in the creation, in the whole entire creation, there is a reason for everything. We might not know it all. And as I'm sharing this with you, I'm reminding myself that once when I was at an aquarium, I was reading, I like to read what they have, right? They put up there in the aquarium. You know, that's part of what I get out of it. Not just seeing the beautiful fish and things like this. And I'm telling you, decades ago, I remember reading that they found in the shark something that can help a certain type of cancer, or fight the cancer. In the shark! The last place you'd think, I would think, a shark? You know, I'm not getting close to a shark. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, for whatever reason, in his chokhmah, something to help Rachman Letzlan Le'aleinu fight cancer. And the Rambam already said it in the Hakdama to Shas, to Mishnayos. The Rambam said, every single thing in the world is created for a reason, and it might take hundreds of years until we find out what the reasons are for certain things. You know, the scientists are still finding, categorizing and cataloging things they find in the ocean. You know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's still... Oceanography. You think they still... They didn't find everything yet. They're still finding... Oh, this is called a da-da-da-da. And you know what? They might find how this thing is beneficial for that or dangerous, stay away from here. V'chein inen ha-mitzvahs lomahim kach. So too by the mitzvahs. B'vada yadanu shekach noyusin ha-seder she-seder ha-shim zbarach ha-toyro. V'kach mischai v'menu. Then when it comes to the mitzvahs, it's the das sichli, says the Maral. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. Then when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das, by learning the Torah, by doing the mitzvahs, gezeir gezarti, this is my decree, Hashem says. Chukah chakakti, this is my statute, this is my law. Ve'ein HaTorah shoy lavar aleh, you have no permission to transgress it. Do you understand it? You might not understand it, that's irrelevant. But you do know whether you understand how you're connecting, but by doing the mitzvahs, learning the Torah, you are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are creating and building that relationship to Hashem. L'kach ein lishol al tam ha-mitzvahs l'mahim kach. And that's why there's no question now. What's the reason for this mitzvah like this mitzvah like that? Ki kach goz Hashem zbarach ha-seidel fi chachmosa. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His wisdom, this is what He decreed. You know, and they have, in different schools, different buildings, in this generation, they have certain alarm systems. You pick up the cover. You just pick up the cover, like the glass, the plastic, before you push the button. It starts beeping this horrific, loud sound to alarm people to like get out of the building. And then you push it, and it's connected directly to the fire station and the police station. Right, they have this, right? Okay. But as soon as you touch the cover, like elevate it lets off this horrifically loud sound. And it's a warning. It's a warning. Because first of all, you don't want to press that button if there's no reason to press that button. That's number one. Number two, it's a wake-up call to everybody. What's that noise? What's that sound? Get out of the building. Now, you have a little child who doesn't understand. You have a five-year-old. And he sees it. He can't touch that. So, well, why not? He's about to... His brain is not capable. A four-year-old, a three-year-old, whatever you want to call, whatever age works in your muscle. They can't comprehend. Well, I want to press that red button. It says push. You taught me. P-U-S-H. Push. It says push on the button, right? So these people should know you push the button. So it says push, I'm going to go push it. right? You know, there's those little glass containers to break into, like the, it says hit here, right? No, I'm talking about those, the safety, right? You take the little hammer that comes with it. So I mean, hit here. It says hit here. 1 second, Sonny. There's no danger. Don't hit it here. But his intellect is not mature enough to understand this. This is the Nisayon now. What I'm telling you now is the challenge, because we think as adults, our brains are mature enough, are capable enough to understand the world. And that's the biggest mistake. We don't understand. We can't fully comprehend. We have tremendous limitations. Continues the Maral. When a person follows this order of the Torah and the Mitzvot that Hashem organized, you know what happens to the person? It refines the person. It purifies the person. Because by performing the Mitzvot, who davok b'sichli, he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu seichel, v'ideizet davok b'yizbarach, and through this he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The flip side as well, v'ha'iver ala mitzvahs, the one that transgresses the mitzvahs, and he pushes that button when he's not supposed to, and he picks up that glass cover, that plastic, and lets off that horrifically loud sound, who yaitzi min ha'seder ha'sichli sh'seder Hashem Yizbarach. He deviates. Just like when you drive in the highway, you get off the wrong exit. You get lost. He goes away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol asher yoytzi min ha'seder mevi loy ze ibud ha'nefesh legamrei. And the farther a person goes off the exit and continues going the wrong direction, what he is doing is detaching himself from Toiv Hashem Lakol. He's distancing himself from the source of life, the source of good. And that's why Chazal tell us, Rishoyim v'chayeyim kruyim mesim. Rishoyim v'chayeyim, people who are Rishoyim, when they're alive, they're called dead. Because the distance, they're as far as you can from Hashem. Now, there could be a big difference between a person being a Rasha and not a Rasha, but the farther a person goes away from Hashem, and he doesn't do the mitzvahs, he's severing that attachment to all good, to the source of life, to the source of bracha. Lefichach, therefore, kol mi shenoisim b'mitzvos tam al pi hateva. Now the Maral goes back to disagree with the Ramban and the Rambam that they're giving explanations for the mitzvahs according to the nature. In other words, the reason why these machalos asuros are forbidden is because there's moilid, a mezagra, bad nature in you. As I'm saying this, I'm picturing in my head, you know, they have these birds of prey, whether the eagles, the vultures, they can lift animals off the ground, crack their necks, and then tear them apart. That's how Hashem created them. That's how Hashem created the Bria. And if a person will eat those birds of prey like this, it will be moilid, mezagra. That's a fact. The same way if a person injects himself with chas v'shalom and disease in a needle, he'll get chas v'shalom, that disease. But the Maral is saying that's not the reason for it. The reason is because you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you understand how? Absolutely not. It's irrelevant if you understand how. That's what happens. Leimer ki lekach osur toira chazir. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a chazir is osur. V'nei shehu meilid. Because it creates in the person this bad nature. The Maral saying that's incorrect. Yeah, it's true that it does happen, but that's not the reason for the mitzvah. So too they give reasons for this. So too by eating blood. They all give reasons because it's a natural connection. These are strong words. The Maral is coming to attack. He says, "Chas v'shalom," to say that the reason why the Torah said, "Don't eat those forbidden foods," whether it's the bugs or whether it's the this and the that, is because it's going to now create in you a negative nature, you become a bad person. Is that true? Yes, it's true. But that's not the reason. Because he says, if that's the case, you know what you just did? You took the Torah Kedoshim and made it a medical journal. Now, let's remind ourselves. The Maharal can talk in such strong terms. Who is he attacking? The Ramban. The Rambam, this great Rishonim. Okay? Now, like I've said in the past, I would love to see those who delve into the Ramban, how they respond to the Maharal. Okay, I would love to see that.
The Ramban with an
M? Both.
Oh, both.
Right, both they agree in. I believe they both agree in that regard to some degree, that eating those, the reason behind it is eating those foods is a natural phenomenon that will affect you like this, and that's the reason for the mitzvah. It's therefore stay away from the mitzvah.
It's a result.
An objective result. And the Maharal is saying, if you view it like that, you're downplaying the kedusha of the Torah. I'm repeating for like the fifth time now or more. Yes, it will happen, says the Maharal, but that's not the tam hadavar. It's because you're connecting to das sichli. Let's see further. And if it was like what they say, because the result is the negative effect afterwards. Hari amru beperka kama de chulin. Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin and Chulin, "Ubatim leim kol tuv." And the houses are full of all good. What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rav, "Kisle de chazira yehetir lehem." When they went into Eretz Yisrael, so when they were fighting against the Shiva Amim, so they were allowed to eat treif, right? You know this, right? They were allowed to eat when they were fighting, right? They were allowed to eat treif. So the Maharal says, if the root of the Isser is because it produces an evil nature in the person, so where did this evil nature go? The Torah was matter it now. When you go into fight, get the Eretz Yisrael from the seven nations, Kanani, Chivi, right? Prizi, right? So you're allowed to eat the chazir. V'chein chelev im mizgur ra, so too by the chelev, forbidden fats. If it's a mezeg ra, im kain ben pakua lama chelboy motor. A ben pakua, when you have an animal that when you shecht it, there's an animal inside. That chelev is mutter. There's no forbidden fat in that. As it discussed in Paragraph Mehema Mikasha. Matam, what's the reason for this? V'cheinim osar hashchita sh'loi nis'achz lama hetira atayra ben pakua b'loi shchita. Why is a ben pakua permitted without shchita? You don't need to shecht it. If the purpose of the shchita, which the Maharal is saying, according to the other opinions of Rishonim, is because it's not achzorius, it's not cruel, if that's the reason, so why by ben pakua don't you have to shecht the animal? You should have to shecht it anyway. Lekach, you see what the Maharal is bringing these proofs. It's not just saying a logical, in his logic, because you could disagree with that. But he's bringing proofs for this. Now that's what I'm saying. Once again, you have to know how the Ramban would answer this up. Lekach ein roi loy merkach. That's why the Maharal says it's incorrect to say the approach of those Rishonim. V'af onam ki ha'emes hu, ki kol eilu yesh be'em mezegra. Yes, all of those ma'acholos asuris have a mezegra, have a bad nature, and it will bring the person to have bad nature. Dover zeh yimshach bevadei b'man sheyesh be'em shinoi ra gamkein. Dover zeh yimshach bevadei, this will come, b'man sheyesh be'em shinoi ra. They have a shinoi ra, they have a change in the ra. Meaning that these animals deviate to some degree from the Seder Ha'olam. That's how their nature is, if you will. And therefore, they will be moiled in you, the one who eats them, not us. One who eats them, they will create that mezagra in the person as well. Aval ein ze ikir tam hamitzvah. That's not the main reason for the mitzvah. Raksha inum ru'uyum elo odom kifia seidar she seidar shim zbarach lekachir chika oyusam. This line over here in the maral, this is the main reason, according to the maral, as to why we don't eat them. Raksha inum ru'uyum elo odom kifia seidar, according to the order. Asher seidar Hashem yisbarach, that Hashem organized. Lekarch hirchiko oisam, and that's why Hashem said, "Stay away from them." Ulafamim ulor hirchiko ha'toyro. V'zeh asher hivtiach Hashem zbarach v'achalto es kol ha'am v'achalto es kol ha'amim. Lo yehoyu roy ha'chako mitzad she'ato roy shiyeh mikuyim. Bottom leim kol tuv lefichoch lor hirchiko ha'toyro dvarim elu. He says, when you enter Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal is coming to explain, how could you then enter Eretz Yisrael and eat those things that are forbidden? Are they not going to affect you? So the Maharal is saying, well, according to Hashem's approach, that the Seder, the order, is now appropriate for you to eat from them, there's no problem. It's not going to be Meiler Mezegra. You hear that, Bruce? It's not going to be Meiler Mezegra. It's not going to create this a result of a bad nature. Why? Because now that's the order. That's the Seder. That's the order of Hashem. Lefichach lo hirchika atayra dvarim elu. Lechmaisha atayra asra kasher hoya roi leesor lefiya sida sichli. Kach atayra ti roi soy kasher hula lahete. Hakol lefiya seichel asher roi shiye boi hanhogas ha'odam. Everything is according to hanhogas ha'odam. Everything is according to what? In Hashem's seichel, in Hashem's seder, Hashem says when, yes, and when, no. And Hashem saw that when they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they need to eat the foods. And therefore, those foods will not be mother mezegra, will not create a mezegra. Okay, let's try to finish the parak now. V'zeh Amram Zal and Teres Kahanim. Lo yoymar ha'adam, person should not say. It's a famous chazal. You ever pass by, and you're driving on the road, there's a Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, whatever, and you see it says, you know, ever since I'm a little kid, the funniest thing is, inflation never applies to these stores. It's still $2.99, whatever it is, or $5.99, for a burger, fries, soda, big gulp soda, right? I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, $5.99 for all that. You know, and then they had the specials, the Big Mac, Double Mac, Triple Mac, whatever these things are. Okay? Now,
prices
never change. Right? There's no inflation when it comes to those things. So, you're driving by, and you know, or you see the delicious looking Treif pizza. Thick! And you wonder yourself, why can't they make kosher pizza looking like that? Forget about the pepperoni. Just make it a gazunta piece of pizza like that also, right? Is there anything wrong with saying I would like to take a piece of that pizza? I want to take a piece of that pizza. I want, of course, Hashem, not going to do it. But you know what? You're absolutely allowed to say, I would love to take a piece of that pizza. What can I do? My father said no. This is the chazal. Lo yoymer adam, person shouldn't say, Yashi b'basa chazir, I don't want to eat pork. I don't want to eat the pork chops. Yashi bedavar ploini. I don't want to eat that Pizza Hut pizza or the Domino's pizza. No. Ele efshi. Ma'ese sh'ovi shebashmayim gozer lai. Yeah, no, I want to eat it. I want to eat it. What can I do? My father said no. End of conversation. Right? In other words, there's a mistake. People say, oh, I would never want... Wait, you're not a human being? You don't have a desire? I think it looks good.
Actually, it's a bigger mitzvah.
He's telling us that you, when you hold yourself back when you want something, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Bigger,
you want it.
Right,
more schar for that.
Right.
Schar for that, yeah. Right. That's the medrash. Hayru bazeh, says the maral. The way the Maral is understanding this Chazal is that don't say the Torah is tvius, natural consequences. Shim ha'yisa tvius, because if it was natural, teva, lo'yihoyu ba'kibul schar laki al davashu tivi. You wouldn't get a, like you just said, you wouldn't get a reward in the mitzvah category on that which is natural, teva. L'kach yeimer eshi. I do want to eat that. Mitzara teva, because of the physical part that I'm a goof, I'm a body. Rak Hashem is barach gazar alai b'chachmosay ma'ashe ein roi ala odom yuchud boy nafshei. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, remember, remind yourself, you are a nefesh. Your nefesh, your neshama is kedosha, utahayra. Elakai neshama shnesat bitahayrihi. Ata varasa, ata yitzat, ata nefachta bi. That the Meshama Bekirbi. Hashem says, remember, you have something better for you. Something better waiting for you. And I'm not saying that the kosher pizza, I'm not talking about the kosher pizza. Maybe it is better, I don't know. I'm not talking about that. And there's a lot of good kosher pizza out there also.
The quintessential example of that is also.
There's a very nice point you just mentioned where you see this as a quintessential example of Yosef Tzadik holding back his natural urge and tendency. And he earned this title of tzaddik. You don't say Reuven at tzaddik, Shimon at tzaddik, Levi at tzaddik. Levi was of the greatest shvatim. The Kohanim come from Levi. The Levim come from Levi. But you don't see Levi at tzaddik. It's only Yosef. It's also Binyamin, by the way. The Gemara also brings Binyamin at tzaddik. But you see Yosef at tzaddik. Because when that Nisayan came, he was able to listen to his neshama over his guf. Yeshi, I can't. I want, but I can't. Remember, Adam, Lama Noisein Haseida Sichli Shiasa Adam Meila Mitzvahs. A person might ask, Lama Noisein Haseida Sichli, why did Hashem give the Seida Sichli Shiasa Adam Meila Mitzvahs? Hashem should told us what to do these mitzvahs. Vivadai Mitzvahs Sheneida Taimim. There are definitely mitzvahs that we can understand some reasoning behind them. Kamai Mitzvahs Taka, Utfila. Mitzvahs kibud av aim, varachokas geneva gzela, to give charity, to davin, to honor one's parents, to distance oneself from theft. Davar zeh yesh loimar ki roi shiyah ha'odam miyuchud b'maisim elu. Kim ruim la'odam. It's very clear to understand. If you're living in a world with people, you can't be stealing from them. You're stealing from them, you're lying from them. There's no world. And we saw that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Hashem said, enough is enough. I have to destroy this world. And Hashem brought the marble. Ava mitzvah she'ein taimi yadua v'nigla. But the mitzvahs that are not obviously clearly known to us, the reasons behind them. Haloyheim yaduim l'moyshe l'shar chachamim l'fim alas madrigasim. But they were known to Moshe Rabbeinu. And each tzaddik, tamal chacham, according to his level, to the point where every single mitzvah has a reason for it. And that's what we're discussing now. We spoke about this before Shavuos. Every mitzvah has a reason. It's not that Hashem said, okay, fine, here's a, just do it anyway. Well, is there a reason behind it? Or I'm just doing because you said so? There's a reason behind it, even though you don't know the reason why you're doing it. That's why these mitzvahs are purifying the person, whether he understands it or not. Does a person understand how the medicine is helping him? He's just taking the medicine. He knows something's bothering him. The person has reflux. You know, what does he do? He takes Tums, Alka-Seltzer, whatever he's taking. He's got reflux. Now, how does that work? In fact, they make it look like candy with the colorful, you know? So if a person decides, you know what, I'm going to go to the candy cabinet, I'm going to take a little candy, pop it in, and I'll be fine. Also, his chest is hurting him. And someone says, well, what's the matter? Well, I decided to take the candy today instead of the Tums. So maybe you should take the pills for Seichel also. What does that mean? What does that mean? We don't know how it works. We're doing it anyway, though. Last paragraph. V'yisbar lecha biru hadvar ma'ash omar k'loi hameis metameh v'apar metaher Temeim. And now we come full circle to the beginning of the parak where you're saying that it's not the mace that's metame. Of course, a mace is tame. It's not the para aduma that's metahir. Yes, of course, the para aduma does metahir the person. Right? Remember the medrash we started with? It's not a natural phenomenon, not a thing we all agree to, that you sprinkle on the person, the one that's sprinkled, he becomes tummy, the one that becomes sprinkled, he becomes tar. Rak Hashem is barach chokak. Rather Hashem is chokak. V'seder lo'odom, v'seder lo'odom ma'isov kefi ma shechayiv ha'seichel. Shekach yikach l'tarosai. But according to Hashem's seichel, just like the adult tells that little two-year-old, don't touch. Don't touch. You know, I had a child in my house over Yontif, his allergies. And I opened my fridge, I said, would you like a drink? He said, yes. So then I know that family, they have allergies. So I'm holding some like lemonade or something like this, and I have no idea if this little five-year-old could have this. So I said, are you allowed to have this? So he starts rattling off. I can't have mustard seeds, I can't have this, I can't have it. It's like you ask him his name, and he says allergies also, right? Like his parents trained him very well. But I didn't trust him. I'm not going to trust a five-year-old. So I went to his older brother. I said, is he allowed to have this? He says, yes, he's allowed to drink that. It was a regular, you know, but I don't know. It's just a mushroom. Do we understand the allergy? This child gets allergies, that child doesn't have allergies? How does that work? We have no idea. You know what? You take this, it could help. You take that, you stay away from it. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Seder Sichli says, this is how the mitzvahs work. Shekach yikach l'tarosei aval einoi dover tivi rak akol seichel seichel eliki. Everything's Hashem seichel. Vel ha'odom hu choyk u'gzeiro kasher einoi oimein al tama mitzvah. Vel ha'odom. But to the person, it's a choyk. In regards to the perspective of the person, it's a gzeiro. It's a lack of understanding. Kasher eina oimed al tama mitzvah, because he can't comprehend the mitzvah. But like we said, if you were to say, ask Moshe Rabbeinu, could you please explain to me para aduma? Sure, have a seat. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the reason. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the reason. So he said, I don't understand. How could you do that? How do you understand the reason? Well, because you know, I worked at it, you know, and Hashem gave me the understanding, and I grew up the ladder of kedusha and tahara and mitzvahs. And that's the story with all the mitzvahs. Shehem seichel aki. This is the seichel, the knowledge of Hashem. V'loy seichel adam. Leficha ha'adam asher yesh lo nefesh lekis. A person that has a nefesh lekis. V'hi oimedes b'chaymer. Al dei mitzvahs hasichlis alakiyos. A person is this neshama kedosha put into this physical guf. And this is the battle. When a person is doing the mitzvahs and connecting to the mitzvahs, he's elevating himself into a different person. He's not the goof, the shell. Just look at a nut. Any nut. You have to crack the nut open to get to the actual nut itself. You have to crack the shell open. That's what it is. We are no different. We have a protective shell around us right now. The neshama is, if I may say, called the meat of the nut. We might see him as nafshim in a teva, and it takes the nefesh out of the nature, out of the teva, when we do the mitzvahs. And that's why it's so important to do the mitzvahs b'shleimusam. You know, in the Pelyoit, we're going to discuss in tomorrow Mitzvah Shem, that when you do mitzvahs, you have to do mitzvahs properly. You know, and I talk about it all the time, washing hands, he's been talking about it soon, by Achila, not tomorrow, maybe the next day. When you come to wash your hands, it's something we do every single day. And by many people, it's done incorrectly. And if you have your hand in a downward position when you're washing, most probably you're not doing correctly. You test it out yourself. Pour the water, you'll see the bottom part of your hand is not wet. So a person could say, what is the big deal? If we go at the majority, Roiv, majority of my hand is wet. What are you, such a fanatic? And guess what? It's only rabbinic. It's only the Rabbanim washing your hands. This a person might say. And the response to that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal the koyach, the ability to tell us about how to do mitzvahs. Tell us how to connect to Hashem. And when we do that, we're Dovak Bo Yisbarach. We're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it is a big deal? Yeah, of course it's a big deal. V'af Shlo Yoda Tam HaMitzvah Halei Kasher Hu Aisa HaMitzvahs V'Dovak BeMitzvah Shehi HaSeich Eloki Nidrak Bo Yisbarach. And even though we don't understand, but when we do the mitzvah, we are plugging ourselves, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if we don't understand, the Maral finishes Perek Ches, understand what we just finished discussing, and we spoke enough. Thank you for joining.